I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. 9 months. Remember that time frame. That's how long the weapons inspectors who arrived in Syria today have to get their job done. The inspectors are supposed to be finished scrapping Syria's chemical weapons arsenal by mid-2014. Keep in mind that they're operating in a conflict zone, and as The World's Matthew Bell reports, that's not the only challenge they're facing.
The inspections process will start with verification. That means checking to see that Syria gave an honest declaration of its chemical stockpile. At the same time, inspectors will begin destroying Syria's ability to make more weapons. Former CIA advisor and weapons inspector Charles Dulfer says getting rid of chemical weapons or CW production equipment will be the easy part.
So the Syrian CW capability will be seriously degraded in the first month. In the next couple of weeks, I would imagine you'll be seeing the destruction of production equipment, you know, by being run over by bulldozers, basically running over equipment, just crushing it. And there'll be a video demonstrating this.
The regime in Damascus is adamant that it's serious about giving up its chemical weapons program. Spokeswoman Butaina Shaban says the government has been very cooperative.
It is the party that volunteered joining the Organization for Non-Proliferation of Chemical Weapons, and therefore all this rhetoric about forcing the Syrian government or making sure that the Syrian government, all this rhetoric in order to show as if Syria is not the one who wanted to do this.
Cooperation from the Syrian government will be critical for the inspectors to go about their work. Syria's foreign minister has said 7 out of 19 chemical weapons-related sites are located in combat zones. Before the inspections team can visit those areas, pro-government forces are going to have to work out a truce with whatever rebel groups might be active there. Without a doubt, Charles Dulfer says the security risks are the biggest challenge ahead.
Weapons inspectors have to visit various production sites, storage sites, to verify the declarations of Syria. The insurgents of whatever stripe may see this as an opportunity to disrupt the perhaps increasing legitimacy of the Bashar al-Assad regime. So there may be an incentive for the insurgents to either attack or otherwise disrupt this process.
The process was agreed on by the United Nations Security Council, and it's relying on inspectors from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, a group based in The Hague. They have never before attempted to dismantle a country's chemical stockpile in the middle of a war. OPCW spokesman Michael Lujan says the Syrians are fully complying so far.
They joined the convention in due course. They made a full disclosure to us on their chemical weapons program. When we needed to arrange visas, things of that nature, they responded immediately. So they, until now, have done everything to facilitate and enable OPCW to get on with the verification measures.
Lujan conceded that the timeline for completing the destruction of Syria's entire chemical weapons program by mid-next year is ambitious.
But it's our assessment that with full international cooperation, including the necessary financing, which is going to be needed for that, as well as full cooperation from the Syrian authorities, we do believe this is possible.
Possible, yes, but Charles Dulfer says the OPCW inspections team faces a bureaucratic challenge as well.
Diplomats and bureaucrats in The Hague or New York can write all the rules and regulations they want, but at the end of the day, it's the weapons inspectors and the chief weapons inspectors on the ground who will make key decisions. And the weapons inspector's counterpart, in this case the Syrian counterpart, they need to have a leader on the Syrian side who has authority and has the guidance to make this work.
In other words, who will be in charge on the ground, and will they be able to get along? For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.